You ever hear folks say funky?
Yeah, but that word wasn't used out in public around here.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Musty.
What?
Musty.
Okay, that word?
Did
you ever say it?
Huh? No.
Why would you use it in public?
There just wasn't. That's one of you boys' modern words that y'all got it bringing out. This is more or less it is used for a woman that wasn't clean. Not back in my days.
Okay. I didn't know that. I heard that when some people use it, they meant it about people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody smelled.
Right. These women that wasn't clean. Now, that's where the word gender was used. Thought of them when I was growing up.
They smelled.
Smell funky.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you kept on hand was what? Sometimes you bring the milk in and set it in front of the fire and let it.
Oh, you let it clabber. I imagine that's what you're talking about.
And would you make any kind of cheese out of that?
No, I would make butter.
Well, that was all sour butter. Sour milk butter. Sour.
Mm-hmm.
That's your name.
That's all we ever made.
You don't make that sweet cream
yeah.
butter. Do you ever see him put it in a cloth and drip all the let all the things drip out of it? Make cream cheese or cottage
cheese? No, we never made any kind of cheeses at all.
Cloud cheese. And somebody who could eat a lot, you'd say he can sure put away the
food, that's other grocers.
Food. You eat between meals would be a
snack.
How did you prepare coffee back in the old days? Do you remember how they'd make it?
Well, a lot of people made it in a bucket. A lot of people make it in one of these, what you call an old tea kettle, one of these old black iron pots. Some people had a percolator. Worked on the same principle, you percolate it now. You set it on the stove, got it hot enough, and it went to perky. But on those old things there, you get your water to boiling, put your coffee in there and let it boil a minute or two, and then set it off, and your grounds will settle to the bottom. And you can pour your coffee out.
Now, when you're thirsty, you wanted a drink, you go get yourself a
drink, that was.
Where? And what?
In the water bucket. You generally drink out of a dipper.
At an old stream or something like that, what would they use?
Well, you're probably thinking about gourds, but no, I haven't seen none of them.
Or
I've heard old timers talk about things like that.
You might come in the house and get yourself a what? You're going to do it up correctly, you go get yourself a what? Well, what would they drink out of?
As a rule, you had a dipper in the house. Back then, when I was a kid, you had a dipper and a water bucket. Everybody come by and drink out the same dipper.
Really?
Right. Now, me and my wife wouldn't drink out the same glass for the devil. It didn't matter. 20 folks come by, they all drink out the same dipper.
Nobody ever got sick much, though.
Mm-hmm. Didn't hurt.
Now, say dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting again. What would you say to them?
Come to dinner. My dinner's ready.
Y'all?
Yeah, y'all come to dinner.
Okay. And if you wanted someone not to wait until the table passed, you'd say, go ahead and
tip yourself.
So he went ahead
and tip himself.
And